from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Asia's benchmark stock indexes collapsed on Tuesday as Monday's massive sell-offs on Wall Street rolled across the globe. Japan's Nikkei 225 index lost as much as 7% of its value at one point during the trading session, closing at 21,640 points, a loss of nearly 5%. Rosanna Philpott reports.
Asian markets tanking at the open on Tuesday as a frantic sell-off in equity market. That came after the Dow Industrials biggest one-day decline in history, nearly 1,600 points. It's a domino effect that began last week when data showed U.S. wages rose at the fastest rate since 2009. Now investors are grappling with a spike in U.S. bond yields and the alarm over potentially higher inflation.
Matthew Cheslock is with Virtue Financial.
This is just a case where the market gotten a little bit ahead of itself. I don't think any market technician out there would have said, you know what, this is healthy. We needed to see a little bit of a correction. No one wants to see this correction occur in a 1 or 2 day period. Hopefully that's what it is. Hopefully you come to our senses tomorrow and say, you know what, we've got some stocks that are on sale. Maybe we can now find some entry points.
The White House insisted Monday the fundamentals of the U.S. economy remain strong. The president of the Indian Ocean island country of Maldives, Abdullah Yameen, has declared a state of emergency and had the Supreme Court Chief Justice and an Associate Justice arrest us, along with opposition leaders and what Australian National University security analyst David Brewster called a coup.
President Yameen was under threat by a number of rulings from the Supreme Court, which would have required the release of the opposition leader and various other opposition leaders.
This is VOA News. A Turkish soldier was killed as he took part in construction of an outpost near Aleppo in rebel-held Idlib province in Syria's northwest. It is the closest Turkish forces who intervened last month have come to Syrian forces. Meanwhile, Syrian airstrikes pummeled rebel-held eastern Ghouta near Damascus, leaving about 30 people dead. Video from eastern Ghouta showed so-called white helmet first responders treating the wounded, including children at the scene. Meanwhile, the U.S. said it is gravely alarmed by news reports of Syrian use of chlorine gas in Idlib. Anthony Billingsley is a Middle East analyst at the University of New South Wales.
It's pretty hard not to think that they're not using chlorine. There's so much circumstantial, perhaps, but so much evidence to support that.
Although Syria has denied the allegation, an international investigative team concluded that Damascus used the chlorine gas at least twice in 2014 and 2015. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador.
There are reports of yet another chemical weapons attack on Sunday. Victims of what appears to be chlorine gas are pouring into hospitals.
Russia's ambassador said Syria's chemical weapons capacity was destroyed under international supervision and called the accusations of Moscow's complicity slander. Vice President Mike Pence is heading to Asia and the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. Pence will meet with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Tuesday and South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Thursday. Ankit Panda, the associate editor of The Diplomat, believes the vice president is carrying a sobering message about North Korea's pursuit of a nuclear arsenal despite Korean rapprochement over the Olympics.
The left-leaning government of Moon Jae-in has generally taken on a pro-engagement disposition, while the Trump administration notably has pursued a policy of maximum pressure. And while the allies last year did seem to stand shoulder to shoulder as North Korea tested missile after missile, I think the North Korean overture has been somewhat successful in drawing the South Koreans away from the White House.
When asked about the possibility of speaking with North Korean officials at the Olympics, Pence replied, "We'll see what happens." Iraq said the U.S. is drawing down its troop level following Baghdad's declaration of victory over Islamic State last year. The U.S.-led coalition said it is adjusting its force level downward. Earlier, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the U.S. mission would change from helping take territory from Islamic State to stabilization. Under an 8-year-old arms control agreement, the U.S. and Russia were supposed to have verified by Monday new limits in their nuclear forces. Washington said that it met the target last August. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.